and what is the meaning of our relationships if the things we love cannot be shared with our partners? And it is the aspiration for the sublime that drives our willing, painless, to the highest elevations. And in the reminiscence of the splendid light, our striving in the dark gets easier to understand. And the altar to devote our spirituality is turned into a trampoline for our soft and silly leisure. And the potential perversions of our captivity gets healed when an access with a challenging nature is re-established. And our nostalgic soul weeps, seeing the points of time and space finally reconciling. And the little time one takes to rediscover himself is a great time to ensure a genuine relationship with the others. And the more advanced are the social tools, the more drastic is the privatization, and the more alienated are those left out. And as in our artificial mapping we find that there is no more variety to be explored, all new discoveries awaiting us in the real world. And fearing our dissipation, we are not willing to compromise our morals for an updated version of them. The ambition of undertaking something grand is the most noble, but needs to be accomplished in smaller steps and no big one. And the only time when we can fulfill providence is when we actually challenge it, and not when we try to predict it. And there is nothing really absolute, but a constant flow of absolutes which constitute it. And any primary discovery which can later be shared needs to be done alone in order to be fully outreached. And just the vision of a poetic makes us undertake the most amazing flights within and out of the ordinary. And certainly any elaboration of time will never fail to create an original, coherent and solid impression of it. And even if we don't find it worth it, by excluding us, the elite makes us want to be part of it. And in our ambition, the most difficult task is to evaluate when to continue and where to stop. And by being determined, even if we are going on the wrong direction, we will be pushed back into the right one. And a spiritual production can only be conceived within the fragmented intervals of the mechanical production. And the individual's rage for society comes out of a mediation that is no longer human, but protocol-based. And democracy doesn't eliminate the necessary relation between executors and commanders, but only makes it much more blurred. And the only way we can escape our technical destiny is a drastic retreat of our collectiveness into nature. And we shouldn't prevent our exploration of humanity, but only remember to maintain a conceptual overview while doing it. And a sense of imprisonment is felt out of the agreement we have established with society for the sake of our security. and a generation lost in search for spiritual gaining comes as a counter-reaction to our exclusive focus in material exploitation. And as soon as our spirit draws us into a larger expansion than that allowed by society, we are to experience a harsh repression. And caught in the current of social construction, we shall make every available fraction a mean for our personal integrity. And our only security is to keep practicing our natural autonomy for the time when society will fail to sustain us. And as the scope of the individual gets amplified through technology, society becomes the mediation to prevent him to step over the other. And nothing is really possible unless we're to believe that our faith is going to make it happen. And in our comfortable preservation, everything is given to us already processed, and our only task is to replay it. And our detachment from something is also a way to finally appreciate it and spare it from our inevitable corruption. And even when the artificial fully replaces us in the maintenance of our natural resources, we have to anyway reinvent our duties to occupy our boredom. And common entrepreneurship is no longer possible when the credits of each individual get informally assigned by society. And it is in our persistent attempt of communication that our feelings finds a logical and readable format. And in order to materially sustain our intimate nature, our personal contribution to the social brutality comes without any doubt. And when a rightful state of equality is achieved, individuals loses their illusions and society depresses. And in the ever-expanding artificial congestion, the ultimate nature to cultivate remains our own. And no matter the situation one ends up to, we just need a versatile philosophy to make the best out of it. And to be an authentic person of his time, one has to embrace and master everything embraceable and masterable. A willing to expand provide us with hope, yet an overall map will be. And a willing to expand provide us with hope, yet an overall map will be required to determine the rhythm and a final format. And our natural determination applied to technology might take us to places that do not match our initial intentions and might not bring us back. An irrational formulation of our feelings is required to avoid an irrational and pathetic abstraction of them. And existential significance is only nourished by our belief into an ultimate scope. And the authoritarian claims of those taking personal powers scares and confine the intuitive explorations of the others. And all the easy claiming made accessible by the modern medium are a constant interruptions for those willing to naturally develop. And by not cultivating our spirituality, we are to rely on artificial remedies that only works as detachments to our trouble itself. And the outer conditions are to inevitably determine our inner conditions unless we get rooted into a ritualistic practice to subtract us. and the counter effect is achieved when we are to force the realization of the other. And when the mediated society gets inhibited by any form of pure heroism, how are we to manifest our value? And it's not nature itself to make a place unbearable, but the society that ferments away from it. And genuinity can no longer be detected in the constant fight of the political institutions representing us. And by needing continuity, elevated conquest cannot be sized by a society needing immediacy. And while the natural manifestations will keep on surprising us, anything artificial not deriving from it will soon bore us. And once we have chosen the hardest, most durable material to work with, we might turn into the softest and most vulnerable. And one must have brought the mental paralysis generated by the media and thus refresh. And the doubts to embark in any adventure is soon relieved by the many opportunities that arises once we start. And what is to be found out in the complete darkness when the cold hours of